2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. We start in the NFL, the National Football League. Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase is meeting with the Philadelphia Eagles today about their head coaching vacancy. Gase will also meet this week with Cleveland and Miami. Bengals QB Andy Dalton had the cast removed from his hand, but the team is still prepping AJ McCarron for Saturday night's game with the Steelers. And the Browns have hired former MLB big shot Paul DeBautista as their new chief strategy officer. On to the Bulls and Derrick Rose. He's questionable for tonight's game as they host the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks have lost 6 of their last 10. The Bulls go for their 5th win in a row. And the Blackhawks are on the road tonight in Pittsburgh. They're playing hockey. They'll drop the puck at 6 in the evening. Heading out to the sold-out 2016 Cubs convention, check out 670 The Score, broadcasting live all weekend. They're going to be joined by current players and members of the front office. Tune in to 670 The Score and 670thescore.com January 15th, which is a day after my birthday, through January 17th for live shows. That's how people will remember when the club's convention starts, the day after my birthday. Shows will be on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, which is the new radio home for Cubs baseball. The Score is. Daniel? And I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs, which I just said. And next season, every game, which I also said, will be heard right here on 670 The Score.
Yes.
Which is Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball. Cubs baseball. Cubs baseball. Cubbies. Baseball. Cubs. Baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Boars and Bernstein.
The hot man.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Whack-a-doodle.
The Score.
at 403 Boards and Birds, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. It's been a delightful day on the phone lines. It's 312-644-6767.
He's wadding up pieces of paper and chucking them in my head. I'm sure it's got to be fun. Yeah. And then I go in the producer's studio, and he's got like this little squishy ball that was lying on the floor, and I stepped on it, and I almost went ass over tea kettle and failed my head. But I foiled his nefarious plot.
Thomas Sulo's a vegan.
He is not a vegan. No, for a guy who's always complaining about how busy he is, he's always got time to poke his head in here on his way out to dough.
That's true.
He's not a vegan. He actually would win the pageant for the least vegan person in the world. I think he eats nothing but processed meats. Did you see that the Steelers had and I don't know if Primanti Brothers sandwiches did it on their own, and that's, you know,
yes, they sent a present.
I'm sure Jim's a big fan, being the mm-hmm. Pittsburghy guy, but Primanti sent the Buffalo Bills all of these sandwich kits to make like 80 different Primanti Brothers sandwiches. Right. And so I don't know. On the one hand, it's nice of them to do it. Now, on the other hand, you got to make the sandwich yourself. So it's okay, great. But, you know, you really got to. Have you ever been there?
I have not. I was in Pittsburgh, a couple times I was there, it was sort of quickies. It was like in for a game and out, gone.
Yeah, it's become a thing now, but the original, I was taken many years ago, and I didn't know what it was. It wasn't sort of this. The country hadn't been captured by food love, so you really did find a lot of
the Jolly Roger.
Right, I mean, you didn't have Guy Fieri going to every single drive-in everywhere and making it famous. But they told me that we were up late and out drinking. They said, "Okay, let's go to Primanti." So I said, "What's that?" He goes, "Okay, well, there's a way you order the sandwich. You're going to get it, and the French fries come on the sandwich." Mm-hmm. I said, "I don't want my French fries on the sandwich." They said, "Well, then we're not going, because that's how you get. It's only on the Italian bread, sliced white bread, thick Italian bread." And I said, "All right, whatever." And I just ordered what other people were ordering, and it was a raucous place. Now they're open everywhere, and it's kind of lost the luster. But the original then was worth the experience. And everybody ordered the scrambled egg and the pepper and egg, a scrambled egg and sauteed green pepper and onions and cheese.
Pittsburgh is definitely part. Maddie and I are going to go see ball games sometime in the very near future. We're going to go see ball games and take a tour east, and Pittsburgh is right at the top of the list.
It's
we
fun.
Will spend some time in Pittsburgh, because that ballpark, I'm told, is a must.
And the Andy Warhol Museum is right near there. I suggest you go there, too. It's stunning.
No, thanks.
Really? That doesn't interest you?
Not at all.
I don't think we're going to do that. Maddie and I can plan our own trip.
That's right below, on my list of things to do, that's right below spend the day with you.
Well, I'm not sure quite how to take that, if I'm being damned with faint praise or not. But it's worth it. Really, it's worth a couple hours.
No, we're going to go see some ballparks when there's places I have not seen in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we're going to go on a man trip, Bernstein. We're not going to go to no art place.
Yeah, we're not going
to art. Look at no art, Bernstein.
Yep. We're not going to any Andy's.
Not
going
to go drink wine and sit there and look at art, no. Bernstein.
We're going to Andy's Warhol. That's where we're going. That's where we're going to be.
Look,
I promise you that.
It's Malik in Hyde Park checking in on the Score. What's up, man?
What's up? You know, I hope your poker tournament's coming up. I'm looking forward to it.
Indeed it is. I'm glad you brought that up. And registration right now is open. So if you are going to be there once again, what I suggest you do is you go to onestepcamp.org, and then you can register to play. It is going to be, once again, to reach the World Series of Poker main event, and it's February 18th. Can you make it? Thursday night, February 18th?
I can. I'm off.
All right. Onestepcamp.org. Good.
Consider yourself. Beautiful. Yep.
Well, this was a silly observation that I made. You know, Johnny Tapia, who was a famous boxer, when he was young and had the mustache, he looks a lot like Johnny Manziel. And I'm thinking, people who resemble... In my silly little life, I've noticed sometimes act alike, but a strong resemblance, not just, you know, a general resemblance.
Wasn't Johnny Tapia, was he the one with, like, the giant iron cross tattooed to his chest?
That's him.
That's him.
He had a chronic couldn't get off the stuff. Always had to go back to the stuff. Some say he was, well, he was talented, maybe more than Johnny was, Manziel was. But, you know, they have this physical resemblance, and then, like, they seem to have similar traits, like a strong physical resemblance, not something very general. And I just wanted to know if you guys saw that in sports, too, like two athletes that looked alike that had an eerie connection to how they behaved. Have you noticed that in sports?
Is Johnny Tapia the one that killed himself?
Yeah, he's dead. I don't know if he killed himself, but he
was that Johnny Tapia? I mean, there was a my brain's as scrambled as a box.
He died in May of 2012. He was found dead. He died of heart failure, according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
Now, but that's an interesting question. Athletes, maybe cross sport athletes who bear a striking physical resemblance, who also acted similarly. It sounds kind of like some phony baloney science there, saying that there have to be some traits. And there's no possible
I'm sure there's somebody that looks like that Johnny Manziel. It's a Rhodes Scholar somewhere too.
Exactly.
Probably. But it's another boxer I'm thinking of. There was a controversial death. You remember it? It's not Tapia.
Oh no, that was Gotti, right? Arturo Gotti.
Yeah, Arturo Gotti. That's it. Yep.
Yeah, of the great Gotti Ward
fights.
Yeah,
because there was a lot of clamoring over, well, he didn't do that, you did that, and then all this other stuff.
The girl shot him, then they tried to make it look like he shot himself. Yeah, that was Arturo Gotti.
Arturo Gotti. Matt, he'd been punched too many times in the head.
Next on the score. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. I got to chime in, make a suggestion for Terry when he eventually makes it down to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are familiar, but Pittsburgh has a very strong Ukrainian, Eastern European minority. And at the ballpark, they served, and it was one of the most delicious things I've ever had. It was a pulled pork and pierogi sandwich. And it was just such an unusual, you know, I've been to a lot of ballparks, and I've had a lot of their, you know, regional food, but there's nothing quite like that. So if you go down there.
Pierogi sandwich. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, I'd have to think about that. Maddie and I are going to go. I've got two trips we got to make. Maddie and I are going to go see some ballparks. And Pittsburgh, by the way, everybody says Pittsburgh is spectacular. And I will take that in and eat.
Yeah, but you're going to be a traitor, according to our guy KJ, if you're setting foot in any ballpark.
Hey, is the pierogi and the pulled pork on, like, the bun? Yeah,
I would think it's
in. Or is the pulled pork separate, in the middle of two pierogies?
Or is it the stuffing in the pierogi?
I don't know. Yeah. We'll find out.
Is it a pulled pork stuffed pierogi that's then in a sandwich?
I don't know.
You have meat pierogies, which
we're gonna. You know what we're gonna do? We're just gonna be flying the Jolly Jolly Roger.
Yeah, but don't say you. Maybe you've had meat pierogies, Bernstein.
You only have potato pierogies. Although for this show, I don't think we're ever going to top the Serbian feast that we had over in that little east side place.
Yeah.
What was it? The Old World Inn?
Oh,
what it was
God,
called?
Yeah, something. Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, that was, oh, God.
Where they were pouring the homemade slivovitz and...
And that was everything you think it would be, too, when you say this old-time bar. This was everything. It was every bit of it.
When we walked in, and it was filled, everybody there was Edo Bradovich.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Everybody there was a 68-year-old Serbian man with a grim expression on his face.
Oh, my God.
And then they just brought, I mean, remember that? It was like, they called it the gypsy platter. And
gypsy
it was
platter.
Just the chivops and all the other different meats and the homemade kaimak. And that's seriously one of the best experiences we ever had on a
Hootie's Tavern Tour. That was something. It's not that big a place or anything, but it was just something. You know, sometimes you go to a place that's just got that old time thing going on. You know, it's like, hey, you've been there forever. Here's what they do.
Right.
And you're welcome in. But you don't run into it a lot.
That was
with brimstone.
That was one of our time warp days. The other one was in Ottawa when it was like 1961 when we got there.
That's right. And they ran out of beer.
Right. They ran out of beer. The children were pulled out of school to come to the show.
More beer.
My dad says I ain't got to go.
It was the Bud Light Hootie's Two Tavern record. They ran out of beer and had to get more Bud Light.
And then we shamed the mayor into showing up because everybody in town was there except the mayor.
Except
the mayor. And then we demanded. Actually, we took it over like a bird sanctuary.
And and the mayor was as advertised.
He was terrific.
Yes.
Yeah, we and not as much fun as the mayor of Schiller Park. Remember
that? No.
She was a thing. You know, a couple martinis in, and she's ready to party. I was ready to.
And she was a couple martinis.
I was ready to start passing some statutes, if you know what I mean.
You know? Yeah, we've been quite. I mean, over the years, we've been some. You know, all the places we've been. I think I don't know if anybody's ever done any more remotes than we've done.
No show in the history of Chicago radio, maybe radio anywhere. If you just do the math. Not just the tavern tour. I mean, talking about, 40 of those times 9-3.
Oh, yeah. Then 360 plenty of others besides, yep. Yeah. It's not like, take a couple. And, you know, it's a 10-month thing. You get January and February and March, you're back at it.
Small World Inn. That's what it was.
Small World Inn.
It was the Small World Inn on 106th Street.
Yep.
3325 East 106th. That place. Oh, was that good? And then he sent me home with more of the homemade Kaimak. Yeah. He's like, "Here, take this, bring this home."
I told him, I said,
I had to wait to drive because of all the sleeve of it they're pouring for us. And some of these unmarked bottles, you know. Well, we kind of might
that stuff.
We might make this on our own. We got this over here.
Boy,
we don't know where this came from.
Here's like what.
Yeah, you want to make sure you try this. Like, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. What time is it? And when?
But
do I have
every
to drive?
One of them was explosive. You know, like, holy jeez.
Yeah, but the rest of the actual guys were drinking. It was like that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I know.
You know,
but
somewhere in Nepal.
I can't drink like that.
Everyone's face melted?
different scene. Not that scene. The drinking scene. Vastone, that one.
I couldn't hang with that.
The guy falls off his chair.
Crowd.
Yeah.
That crowd, there's no way.
Yeah, they just call that a regular Friday.
Yeah. No hanging with those guys. Not a chance. I had no shot.
No, whatever that was way more serious than you could be dealing with.
Yeah, it was.
Emailed to say, please restate the info for the Charity Poker Championship.
Yes.
And I will do that. Once again, just so people know, this is our annual event to benefit kids with cancer and leukemia through the one-step programs where we empower kids who have cancer, encouraging them to take on the world. And it takes a lot of funding to make sure we never say no to anybody. And this is one of the ways that we keep it all rolling. The Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior, is going to be the spot. Thursday, February 18th, 2016. And we have frozen our entry fee now. A lot of these tournaments have this entry fee going up for the World Series of Poker play-in, which this is. But it's still just $275. And if you want to spectate, you just want to hang out and kibitz and drink and eat the terrific food that the Gibson's Restaurant Group has, it's just $75 for a spectator ticket. We also have expanded the High Roller Satellite entry fee. This is a more direct opportunity to get to the final table. And we're doubling the number of high roller seats because the popularity last year, especially for people who plan to do multiple rebuys, and that's going to be $650, but it significantly increases your chance of playing for that $10,000 seat to the 2016 World Series of Poker. So get on this.
Yep. It's there for you right now.
Go to onestepcamp.org. Onestepcamp.org. It is right there on the splash page and click through. Reserve your seat because we're expecting a full house.
And I could tell you won't be sorry.
We're Boars and Bernstein, and we've got Pete Futek in a little bit and Hub Arkish for his usual Tuesday football hit. You have the score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on the score. Spiegel.
It's 9 of the last 10 years of missing the playoffs.
Golf.
You're the worst team in the division.
The Spiegel. Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The Phoenix Suns are one of the worst teams in the NBA, but their owner is keeping up with one of the great traditions in human history. Older folk believing that the younger generation is taking the whole world down. Robert Sarver, Suns owner, told the Arizona Republic that he wonders if power forward Markieff Morris is not living up to his potential because he's a millennial. Quote, "I'm not sure if it's just the NBA. My whole view of the millennial culture is that they have a tough time dealing with setbacks, and Markieff Morris is a perfect example." End quote. Fair enough. Now let me give you some less than perfect examples. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, all millennials. Seems to me the Suns don't have one of the league's worst records because they have too many millennials. It's because they don't have enough good players. I'm Jim Rome.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Join Sam's Club and get incredible savings every time you shop. Check out the wide selection of organic fruits and vegetables and find great prices on oven-fresh baked goods and delicious weeknight meal solutions. Join Sam's Club now and get a $5 gift card plus $20 in free groceries. Get a free rotisserie chicken, a two-pack of Panera Bread soup, and two French baguettes. Stop in today for this limited-time offer. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
The holidays are a time of joy spent with those you care about most. It's not until you see January's credit card statements that you realize maybe you cared a little too much, meaning you gave more than you received, and now you're paying interest on top of interest that comes with credit card debt. Now, you can't return the gifts you gave to others, but what you can do is take care of resolution number one for 2016, and that is to get a handle on your holiday bills. And you can do this with an unsecured loan through Avant. Avant makes borrowing simple, convenient, and quick. One loan, one monthly payment, zero hassles. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. The funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code SCORE. That's how you get this deal. AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. It's AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And I think it's fair to say it's been an interesting day here on Boris Diversity, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. 312-644-6767. We've covered a lot of ground, and some guys covered ground I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, it happens every once in a while.
Once in a while.
That guy's called before, but several people thought he once called from Michigan.
Probably.
Well, we did. There was a guy.
He's being held.
There was a guy in rural Michigan who used to call, and yes. we were always sort of concerned about him because he seemed to be out at some outpost or something. It's like those scenes. I always pictured in the movie No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
When Tommy Lee Jones goes to visit, is his father or his uncle, played by Barry Corbin?
I don't remember which. I remember the scene, though.
Remember, he's out in a cabin. The guy's a little coffee pot. It's in the absolute middle of nowhere. And that movie does such a wonderful job of using some of those establishment geographical shots to depict this utter existential bleakness. And sometimes we get these calls, and that's the guy I picture.
That's the guy. It's like he's being held by somebody.
But he's not. That's just where he wants to live. I don't know if he's taken over a bird sanctuary in rural Oregon somewhere with his massive weapons. They'll show
and
you.
Don't forget, he's disabled, dude.
Right, but...
Wow.
But any sauce at Paterno Liquors, where we've never been, and I don't think exists.
See, you've been to a few. I haven't, because I've taken some time off here and there on Friday, or been on vacation or something, and I've missed some, but I don't ever recall... Paterno Liquors. I still look where it's at, even if I'm gonna be out of town or something, because you kind of see it on Monday what it is. But I don't remember that. Wouldn't we remember that if that was so?
Yeah, I think it would.
I think we would. Some things I wouldn't. That I would.
It would have been a thing. Now we're talking about all these openings in the NFL and who's going to get what and where the dominoes are going to fall. And Greg sent an email and he says, if I'm ranking these openings, he said with the Giants, you have huge shoes to fill, and Washington should be a pain, but you get to play Dallas and Philadelphia, and it's high profile. You're in New York. Number two, Cleveland. Realistically, you don't have to sell your old condo since the cost of living is among the lowest in NFL towns, and you'll need your old condo, and you'll be doing the league a favor that real teams won't forget because they should never have approved the return of the Browns in the first place. Number three, Miami. The weather. It's probably going to end up being Tom Coughlin's last stop, but a veteran has nothing to lose by taking the con of this mess. You head off into the sunset. Instead, if Detroit opens, it'll be Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate, as long as he stays away from your wife, and some quarterback fun. Zero expectations to win, and Central Standard Time means your body clock can adjust from commuting. They said, tied for last, the Niners and the Eagles. You're hung out to dry by everyone, more so in Philadelphia, because they'll throw things at you if you go 5-3 at home. There is no upside to either post.
Yeah.
San Francisco is being run by the book of Jerry Jones, and Philly can't stop jumping on and off the free agency carousel.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't suppose that when you have, you know, and we expected a lot more. You couldn't chuck Pagano. You could. There was others too. Mike McCoy survived, but they fired his offensive coordinator.
I did not think Mike McCoy was going to survive.
They fired Frank Reich.
He also adds here, Pete Carroll could get launched for his postseason loss. And Seattle will blame him. But nobody else thinks coaching that weird Seattle phenomenon will be easy or easy to replicate such success. They said they might be the closest thing to the 85 to 87 Bears. Anyone want to talk about the 87, 89 Bears?
Yeah, but here's the thing about that. It would appear to me, and I'm a football novice, and that's why Hub comes on the show and helps us during football season, and Matt Bowen, a bunch of guys. It would appear to me that Russell Wilson is hitting a peak. He's not flatlining it. He's hitting a new peak as a quarterback. Is he not? Or am I missing something?
Well, it's certainly the run that he's currently on is historic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that could be bad. I mean, it's like, oh my God. I mean, your quarterback is still getting better. I mean, I don't know if Pete is, but whatever he's doing, look, and he's another one. You can make a case and you say to yourself, well, he's throwing for all those yards and his receivers aren't worth a damn. I didn't know much about them. I mean, I heard their names. I know they'd been in the league, but he's turned them into deadly threats. I mean, his numbers, if you haven't looked at his numbers for this season, are historic. In terms of rushing yards, touchdowns.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. What he says, too, about the Miami job.
Yes.
It's not so bad. I know people hate him, but there's at least a viable quarterback that maybe you could resurrect. I know you made the San Francisco argument that as long as Kaepernick is there, there's going to be some sort of tease. There's some tendency, some itch to say, yeah, maybe this poor guy really did get screwed up. Mm-hmm. So if you have, Tannehill at times has shown that he can move well enough. He's made pro throws, and as long as his wife isn't sniping at you somewhere,
well, that's the thing.
You're okay.
You boo him, you could get shot. She's up top with a scope.
Well, that thing has a scope.
I don't know. All I know is that he's not exactly the favorite person around. But yeah, I don't trust them either, owner wise. But I guess that's why those jobs keep coming open, because you don't really. And if Adam Gase takes one of them,
and then one of the least trustworthy owners, the guy forges this precarious truce between his GM and his coach instead of launching both of them. Yeah. I would not have thought that Jim Irsay would be the guy to hammer that thing out.
I wouldn't either.
I really didn't.
I didn't either.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Derrick Rose is questionable for tonight's game as the Bulls host the Bucks. Milwaukee has lost 6 of their last 10. The Bulls go for their 5th win in a row. The Blackhawks are on the road at Pittsburgh. Puck drops at 6. NFL, Adam Gase is meeting. He met today with the Eagles, actually, about their head coaching vacancy. Gase will also meet this week with Cleveland and Miami. And the Giants of New York have requested an interview with the Bears offensive coordinator as well. Bengals QB Andy Dalton had the cast removed from his hand today, but the team is still prepping A.J. McCarron for Saturday night's game with the Steelers. The Browns have hired former MLB big shot Paul DePodesta as their new chief strategy officer. And a slow news day as former Bears great Brian Urlacher has hair on his head.
It was the number one trend.
Thank you for adding that.
This morning, that was the number one Twitter trend.
Slow day. Brian Urlacher's hair.
I think he looks good.
Why did he choose to do that, though? When you've lived your entire life as like this tough guy, bullet head, bald guy, and just all of a sudden.
I think he looks good.
It's a softer, more gentler.
Yeah, I think he's Brian softer, Urlacher. Gentle. He's
looks weird.
But it's back hair.
He's refining his tastes.
It could be worse hair.
It's back hair on your head.
But it could be worse hair, though.
I know, but it's just, I don't, I just, that's, he woke up one day and decided that that's...
Like, if you had to pick hair from your body to put on your head, where would you pick it from?
My ears.
Yeah, but just... That would take a long time, wouldn't it?
In all directions. No, I don't know. You got to pick it where it's growing, I guess. You take it where you can get it if you're Brian. And...
What if you did that hair?
I'd look bad. I look bad enough with this hair.
Oh, wow.
What the hell was that?
Terry just died.
Seriously.
I thought that was some sort of noise in the ISDN.
Well, just line I'm wearing. He's wearing me out, and he's doing it intentionally.
No, I'm not. What
no,
was that?
He's not.
Oh no, I really wasn't. I just because it's a great story. I mean, it's a popular news story of the day. The kids are all talking about it.
The kids are talking about it.
Brian Urlacher has hair now.
It just seemed strange. It would be like Telly Savalas showing up. I mean, this is a
right. He's identified as that bald
dome. Tough for Telly to show up?
Well, he's dead.
If Telly shows up, if
he shows up with hair,
you got a bigger story.
That's not right. That's not the
biggest
story.
Where did I read this? Oh, yeah, there was some story in the Tribune about talking about Battle of the Network Stars being a show ahead of its time, Network Stars in a reality show competition. One of the great highlights was that Howard Cosell, in between events, interviewing Telly Savalas, who was smoking at the time.
What was he smoking?
Standing there enjoying a butt.
Or he was literally smoking.
No, he was. He had himself. It's Telly Savalas. He had a butt. He didn't have his Kojak lollipop.
I love
going.
Kojak.
I didn't get into it.
Well, it's because you're a turd.
Why are we going to be a turd?
I was too young, but I've seen it and just it never really did anything.
Wasn't all that interesting.
I didn't like the Rockford Files either. I know a lot of people love the Rockford Files.
How about Night Stalker?
Don't remember it.
Night Stalker.
What was Night Stalker?
It was one of those shows.
What was the other one?
The other Mannix. What was the other detective show? The other weird kind of all scatterbrained detective. What was
Columbo.
That one? Oh, Columbo, yeah.
Oh, that was great.
One of the best series of all time.
Yeah, he's based on Porfiry Petrovich.
You know what I loved? I was a big fan as a kid of Quincy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The medical examiner.
And me.
Yep.
Yep.
Quincy
but,
me.
Yeah, but
Quincy
his,
me.
But his
Quincy
buddy
me.
Would do all the work. The Asian guy did
all the
work.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, you solve it yet? Yeah. It's botulism, and it was coming from the water fountain.
All right, I'll
stadium.
Be out back smoking.
Right.
Call me when it's done.
He's out there, doing, what's her name, from Match Game.
What was he doing to her? What's that? He's playing the trombone with her?
No, that was his...
What is that?
Well, no, he's,
What? Giving her the business?
Yeah.
Down there.
Brett Summers. He used to sit next to Charles Nelson Reilly. That's why he put her next to Charles Nelson Reilly. He didn't have to worry about her there.
Listen to the Boers and Bernstein show on Friday, January 8th, which is this Friday, for your chance to win a trip for two to Clark's Outposts in Ontario's wilderness.
It's a nice place. That's a good trip.
This once-in-a-lifetime fishing experience is brought to you by the All Canada Show, January 14th through January 17th at Pheasant Run Resort. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Night Stalker, nice pull there.
Yeah.
That's a wow. Woo! Night Stalker. But Columbo, was it a class by itself in that?
Because of that performance, that particular bit of casting where
masterful.
It's like the guy been playing the character all
masterful.
His life.
Unbelievable.
And Matt says, is it possible that that's actually Urlacher's real hair? He has a weird hairline.
No, he credited the company where he got it.
Right, he said that he had a special procedure done, and that's generally what they do. They find a place on your body where hair is growing, and they put it on you. Hate it.
Yeah, he credited them. It was part of the deal. Looked good on him. I'm the only one who think, I guess, likes it. I think a man like that, personally, I prefer the whole Bob Baffert thing.
Now, he's friends with Jay Glazer, right?
Yeah, oh, big buddies, big time. Yeah.
He's best friends.
So best friends.
So Jay Glazer says, this is his Twitter.
He's just giving it to
him. He says, listen, people, stop making fun of my friend and business partner at B. Urlacher 54. Clearly, he's as shocked as you are that someone in the middle of the night took a bunch of hair from his sack and transplanted it on his head. I'm asking you all to respect our family's privacy at this time as we continue to gather all the facts.
We should call Jay sometime, too.
And then Jay Glazer tweets a picture of himself with new hair. And then before that, he was talking about, he missed some football comment here. I'm angry because Reese's statement took me away from the fun I was having with Urlacher's hair. Deep breath. Okay, now I'm back on Brian Urlacher's hair. True friends, we walk the walk, follicle to follicle, no matter how many kids make fun of us walking to the bus stop.
I of the things you just said, what would you expect to see in a more, somewhere in the morning? What would you expect to find somewhere? That would not have ever been on the list anywhere, the Brian Urlacher appearing with hair.
Who told him? Is he married again? My guess is it's got to be a woman in his life who said, you're doing this.
I don't know. I don't know. I never thought I'd see that. It's just, I don't know that anybody's ever done that before. for their entire career, ball played. That's what you know him as. That's what he's always been. And then all of a sudden, here he comes with this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
We got to tell Matt Bowen that it's his turn now. Yeah, Matt's got to do it.
He had to grow it to cover his face. See if they can do that for him. Oops, it slipped. No, that's what we wanted.
Sorry. They take the bandages off and his face is covered like Wolf Boy. Pete Futek is...
And Iowa sucked, too.
...is next on the score.
670 The Score is the exclusive home for the NFL playoffs in Chicago. We'll kick things off with Wild Card Weekend Saturday with Chiefs at Texans starting at 3, followed by Steelers versus Bengals. And on Sunday, it's Seahawks at Vikings at 11:30, followed by Packers at Redskins. All the NFL playoff games are right here through Super Bowl 50 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Or 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
What's the most effective time of day to send a sales email? Find out now at CBS Small Business Pulse, built in partnership with First Data. The CBS Small Business Pulse has the information you need to help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Ready for the holidays? Get great tips on hiring seasonal employees at the CBS Small Business Pulse. Built in partnership with Bank of America Merchant Services, the CBS Small Business Pulse has the information you need to help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com.
Introducing Radio.com Looped, a 24/7 video channel. Watch the hottest music videos, artist interviews, and original shows with today's top artists.
Hey, I'm Selena Gomez.
We're Florida Georgia Line.
Hey, it's Nicki Minaj.
Tune in at Radio.com/Looped.
What's the most effective time to send a sales email? 8:30 a.m., 9, lunch? Knowing when can be important if you're a small business owner. Find the answer now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with First Data, the CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com right now. That's cbspulse.com.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
In.
Amex.com/rewards. Staples, make more happen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men. And males.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
Well, Christian, quite an explosive night. You break two Rose Bowl records. How aware were you of your production all throughout the game?
We just knew that we can be extremely good when we focus on what we're doing and executing our offensive plays. And so,
all right, you hear people saying Heisman.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
I think that was actually Pete yelling Heisman. It's 443, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein, our guys here.
Pete Futek joins us in the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. That was quite a bull slate on New Year's Day and through the weekend. Yeet. And even the games that mattered were bad. The games that didn't matter were bad. And I just kept hoping, please entertain me.
First of all, Merry New Year to all.
Merry New Year.
Actually, that's wrong. Here's the problem. The bowl season was actually terrific, except for a 48 hours of suck.
Right.
That was just so bad. And actually, the weird part about it is it started off well, because the problem for America was that two of the best bowl games of the season, being on East Coast time, which is just awful and just stupid for sports, by the way, ended at about 2:30 in the morning. The Cactus Bowl finished it all up with the West Virginia throwing for a bazillion yards. That was a fun game, but that ended at about 2:30 in the morning. And Wisconsin's win over USC was fantastic. It was a great game, but nobody watched it because half of America was sleeping by then. That's what started New Year's Day, and I was like, okay, this is going to be a fun day of games. And from then on, it was just awful. But the problem was, those are the games that people supposedly cared about, even though they didn't watch them. But the rest of the bowl season's been pretty entertaining, even though, you know, maybe not the most scintillating games. You've had lots of buzzer beaters, lots of walk-off plays, a couple of drives that, you know, stalled late. You had even the weird games like Baylor running for 640 yards. So overall, it was a terrific bowl season, but it doesn't seem like it because the eight games or whatever from, you know, December 31st and January 1st were just so god-awful.
You can help me with this. I'm too lazy to look it up. Talking about bad right from the beginning, or I think maybe if not the first bowl game, one of them. Didn't Boise State outgain Northern like 650-33 or something?
And that would be one of the bad ones. Yeah,
but you called it. You said it right here that was going to happen.
That's why I brought it up.
Actually, I got that right. I got a bunch right, except I missed everything on, you know, the ones that mattered, of course, because I thought Oklahoma was going to win. Michigan State was not going to be so awful. But yeah, you can kind of, there were two bowl games you could see from a mile away. That one and Northwestern versus Tennessee.
Yep.
What we learned about this bowl season is those cute little, oh, they found a way to win, try hard teams just got bum rushed. You know, Iowa versus Stanford, Florida against Michigan. You know, these teams that just found ways to win all of a sudden played teams that had SEC talent.
And you find ways to lose. Yeah. Well, it's you called it, and those that you even said the Northwestern thing was a tough matchup for them. Yep. So the games that we did watch and that most people did care about were certainly the semifinal games. What did you learn that carries over now?
Well, I still think Alabama is the best team. I'll be stunned if this game is even remotely interesting. I don't know how Clemson scores. Unless Deshaun Watson becomes Vince Young against USC, I don't know how they do this, because what worked against Oklahoma isn't going to fly, because against Oklahoma, I was there. Oklahoma literally got hot. Everyone was flying around. There was a lot of energy. It was a great first half.
Well, you can't measure their actual temperature, so you can't say they literally got hot.
But they were on the field too much. And so what happened
was
that cute little, you know, spread hurry up thing that they do is all fun and games until their offense goes three and out in 30 seconds. So the problem was there was a lot of energy, a lot of fighting after the whistle, a lot of chirping, lots of energy. And you can just kind of see that Oklahoma D just start to slow down just a little bit. and the Clemson offensive line start to step it up a little bit. And then in the second half, the time of possession was just insane. So I think the final was like, I think Clemson had for like 36 minutes on the game. And you just saw Oklahoma wear down. That's not going to work for Alabama. So, you know, running for almost 300 yards with the, you know, Wayne Gallman and Deshaun Watson, they're not going to be able to do that. So unless Deshaun Watson goes off, if Alabama is motivated, by all indications, they're now ticked off at this whole Christian McCaffrey deserved the Heisman thing. So it means Derrick Henry's probably going to run for 1,000 yards. And I think this defense is mad for by the whole we can't stop a mobile quarterback thing, which really isn't true. And I think they're about to show somebody.
Do you think they will switch it away from New Year's Eve, Pete? I know they're adamant about their sport and all that stuff, but nobody really watched those games, at least down huge from last year. Will they switch it back to non-New Year's Eve games?
I keep saying I work with these guys. We had the great Bill Hancock hanging around our booth and everything, and who doesn't want that? And asked them point blank. No, these are bowl people. These are the people who kind of forced the BCS on us. For over a decade, and even though nobody wanted it or needed it, and they just said, we're just going to give this to you, and you're going to take it and watch. it's insane. They should have had the game on the second, because you had Saturday all to yourself, didn't have to really deal with the NFL. You could have had all the same, New Year's Day games in the same slot. It would have been building up to something. Well, you've been, okay, well, these, Iowa's Rose Bowl stinks, and this, Fiesta Bowl is just okay. But at least it's going to build to these two massive college football playoff games. And everyone would have watched. But instead, nope, they're going to put them right in front of everything else. I don't think that's going to change at all. But the thing is, it's not really – the ratings wouldn't have mattered anyway. Because last year you had a perfect storm. You had Heisman versus Heisman winner. You had the two evil empires in the second game. You had the perfect time slot, the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. You had the novelty. Just weren't going to create the ratings are going to plummet no matter what. And the game, the teams that played in these playoff games just didn't quite have the same sizzle.
And the Big Ten's performance or lack thereof tells you what, if anything?
It was pretty good. I mean, you had the big high-profile, bombs, which Iowa obviously was miserable, and Northwestern was awful. But Wisconsin, again, nobody saw the Wisconsin win over USC. That's a pretty good – that's one of those wins that if people really saw it, that's one of those games that the Big Ten could have hung its hat on, because that kind of proved that, Wisconsin turned out to be a little bit better than we thought. Michigan was terrific against Florida. Ohio State just piled drove. Notre
Yes,
Dame.
They did.
Fine Minnesota. They hit the putt against Central Michigan. So overall, in Nebraska, my beloved Nebraska Cornhuskers beat UCLA. So overall, wasn't that bad of a bowl season, except for the big ones, and that's. You can't blame Michigan State for Alabama being awesome. And, Iowa just looked awful against Stanford.
Yeah, I just, the minute that Iowa-Michigan State thing was over, I thank God that that game was over. I know some people liked it. I didn't see much. And then what happens, because you're that's it. That's your two championship teams. Here they are. They're meeting for the whole thing. And along with the Northwestern game, I realized the Big Ten overall wasn't bad, but Pete, you got killed. I mean, the SEC was 8-2 and stomped people. And the Florida thing, you knew that was coming because they were bad at the end of the season. Yep. They were god-awful.
I mean, but you take it. You take it and you say, hey, look, that at the very least Florida's defense was supposed to be good. Michigan put, 41 on the
41 board? On them.
You take what you can get. But again, when your two Big Ten championship teams got outscored like 955-3 or whatever it was, that just looks bad.
Hearing that the Giants would love to talk to Nick Saban about their opening, and it happens all the time. We're going to keep hearing it until I guess we don't. But do you put any stock whatsoever in those who feel that Nick Saban still somehow harbors some idea of business unfinished and in a way to prove himself as a coach at the highest level?
I put stock in the fact that they're going to make people think that, so they can add $1 million onto his salary a year, because that's what they do. A little bit. I mean, it does hit a point where what else can he do? I mean, if Alabama wins this game in a walk, he's already said, this is kind of impossible. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to, to do this. And now, there's nowhere to go but down. I mean, there's nothing else. If he wins this, all of a sudden you're going to get the articles that are going to really start to come out, and rightly so, that, Yeah, at the very least, he's in the discussion of the greatest college coaches of all time, considering the era. And, you know, you can talk all you want about Bear Bryant and the longevity and what he did, but, you know, they also didn't play anybody for a long time during those, some of those national championship years. So, you know, he's a legendary college football coach, but he's not Bill Belichick. You know, that's all of these college coaches are great, but there's just a different level to be the NFL star. You know, Bear Bryant is Bear Bryant, but yeah, it's Vince Lombardi.
Well, I hope people aren't making your life difficult if you want to argue that Nick Saban's one of the greatest college coaches of all time. I didn't think that you would have to couch it in the kind of language that you did.
I would say top five easily.
Yeah, you're damn right he easily. Is. I mean, well, especially
romping,
considering
stomping, rolling to the top.
The context and the degree of difficulty now.
All the football's better today. Everybody's more interested. Everybody's more engaged. It's like, holy crap.
Yeah, you can't just
really good teams.
Just run around picking players in your state without any competition.
Yeah, and not only that, but consider the era we're in that if you lose a game, you're on a hot seat. I legitimately answered a question from a national sports radio person who asked that, you know, before the LSU game, is if Alabama lost, would Nick Saban be in any sort of trouble? Or is he lost it?
Seriously? Did you walk out?
I politely answered the question and moved on. But, you know, but look at Les Miles. I mean, look, you cannot lose if you're an elite head coach right now, and just the pressure that these guys are under, and to do what he's done has just been absolutely amazing. And if Alabama does what I think they're going to do, and I'm not an Alabama fan or anything like that, but I do appreciate just watching greatness. And if they do what I think they're going to do on Monday night, I think you're going to look at what this era has been as something just truly historic and impressive in this day and age.
Yeah, I just think no matter when, you know, back in the day when some of these coaches coach, when the dinosaurs walked the earth, it just wasn't as difficult as it is now, Pete. I mean, I'm not saying that they weren't great coaches or they don't deserve their reputation, but there are so many more schools now and so many more interests and so much more to all of it than there ever was. And the lights are hotter. Everything about it is different. And I look at it and I say, well, who's ever done it better? Seriously, who's ever really done it better than Nick Saban?
You're absolutely right, and it's weird. You're going to hate the answer to this, but the guy who actually did pretty much do it better was Joe Paterno. You know, for all his faults and issues, if you take away
kind of what was going on the whole time.
Well, he said that.
Yeah. I can't ever word you saying.
A little bit of a slight problem there, but you know, you look at, for example, Bobby Bowden's Eric. I mean, they played, I think, a high school team on his schedule and counted among his wins.
Right.
You know, they have there's some. Some weird. I mean, Penn State, again, for all the flaws and issues at the end, they never played the FBS D1AA teams. I mean, they always at least played teams. But, yeah, you know, you're right, because when Nick Saban is doing it at the highest of levels, to every year be right there, they are legitimately four plays away from probably being a seven-time national champion.
Yeah,
that's really insane.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's really quite the caveat you have to go through, though, with which it's like, okay, well, you know, let's take away the decades of facilitated child rape for a second here and just talk a little
football. Just look at the football.
Yeah, starting when Sandusky arrived in 1969 and the foundation of the Second Mile organization. Let's just kind of look past
that.
If you just can
kind of push all that aside.
Right. Don't worry about that right now.
I can't push it aside. I will say this, too. And I did walk the earth when Bear Bryant was striding the sidelines in his fine cap. Nick Saban's better.
Well,
I'm telling you, he's
also
better.
Don't forget the era of Bear Bryant where he basically offered about 419 scholarships.
Right.
Like, that was the day where you hoarded players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just said, oh, these are all my guys.
Now you just collect them with who's.
And everyone cheats to their own way now. But, you know, it's not like it really was back in the day. I mean, it still is to some extent. But it's an impressive performance. And then on the flip side, if Clemson wins this, then you have to kind of recalibrate everything. Like, I don't think the ACC is any good. They're awful this bowl season. I didn't think Clemson was that great. But if they win this and beat this team, all right, welcome to the new superpower, Clemson Tigers.
All right, lastly, real quickly before I let you go in all of your travels throughout bowl season, have you heard anything about possibilities for the Illinois job?
Nothing. There's just nothing. It's just a nothing thing right now. It's Bill Cubitt or bust. And there's so many different parts of this. But no, I have not heard any scuttlebutt on anything.
Ugh. All right, so it's not Chip Kelly?
Apparently not. Although they could offer him the AD job and everything, give him all, you know,
all the power. Yeah,
exactly. But nah, Chip Kelly ain't coming to Illinois.
Oy.
All right, Pete, you're one in my friend, but I'm telling you that this guy here, whether you like him or not, and he might be all of this stuff, and he also is a better coach than Joe Paterno was, too. He's more of everything than Joe Paterno was. And I'm not even talking about the molesting business. I'm just talking about the business of football.
I didn't know it was business.
I just mean the business of football.
I didn't know it was technically a business. Anyway, Pete, thank you.
Well, that's
much.
A different business.
Right.
I'm just talking about the business of football, and I know he's got a ton of wins, and Bobby Bowden, God bless him, he's got a ton of wins. But this guy, in this.
All right.
To
me,
it's different.
We're way over time. Pete, goodbye.
Bye.
Love you.
See you there. Love your suit.
And your soup.
Hub is next.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state. With a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther, he'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600 today.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7777.